Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The Paralympics begin today in Rio, and seven Massachusetts athletes are there hoping for gold. Among them, 24-year-old Femita Iyembeku. She's 24, as I said, and a single-leg amputee. She lost her leg 13 years ago. But until last November, Iyembeku didn't even know how to run. Her love affair with running began through a chance meeting with another Paralympian, Jerome Singleton, and Sherman Hart, the former longtime track coach at Northeastern University. We met up with the three of them at Madison Park Technical Vocational High School in Dorchester as they were getting in some final training runs before Rio.
Running was just never an idea that I had.
Come on, drive, come on.
My name is Femita Iyembeku. I'm from Randolph, Massachusetts, and I will be competing in the 100 meters and the 200 meters at the Paralympic Games. 13 years ago now, I was 11, I was in a car accident. Me and my older sister, Wendy, were ejected out of the car on the highway. My leg was cutting off the circulation to the rest of my body, so they had to amputate immediately. So I'm a right leg below the knee amputee, so I have my knee cap and my calf, and then I don't have everything else under. And now I am the national champion for the women's 100 T44. I've only been doing this, you know, for a very short period of time. Last November of 2015, I had my leg donated to me from OSER at the Running and Mobility Clinic in Boston. OSER is a prosthetist company. They make the Cheetah, the Flex Run. So I put the leg on, and they had me in the beginners group. And I put it on, and I'm like, are you guys sure I'm supposed to be in this group? Because I feel like I can just run, you know? I don't remember what it's like to have 2 feet anymore, because it's been such a long time. But if I knew what 2 feet felt like, I would imagine this is what it would feel like. I just feel like I'm floating. It's like, I don't know, I just feel so free, you know? I just run, and I don't have to think about it. Running feels so much more natural to me.
When I saw her, she looked, you know, pretty athletic. My name is Jerome Singleton Jr. And I'm a Paralympic and world champion in the T44 for below knee amputees.
I'm like, where can I run? Like, is there like an amputee running group in Boston? Like, where can I go? What can I do? And he told me that he trains at the Reggie Lewis Center. So I went down there, and that's where I met Sherman.
Come on, drive.
My name is Sherman Hart. I am Femita's coach. I'm also a track coach who has been coaching for years.
He said that he would coach me if I wanted to, and I'm like, coach me for what? So I'm like, okay, whatever. If you'll teach me how to run, then that's fine. I'll train with you. So.
And, you know, I figured, okay, Femita has been an athlete before, so I'm good. You know, it's okay. You know, it's real easy, you know. And then she came and said, no, I've never been an athlete before. I said, oh, okay. First week was really shaky. The first couple of days you were out there for me, I had to question Sherman, are you really ready for this? Do you really want to get into this? Probably a week and a half, she ran a little faster. I said, oh, wow, she's got a little giddy up, so we're going to get this going here. So
I just became very dedicated to it because they were willing to put in their time with me, so I didn't want to waste their time either. So I started coming 4 days a week faithfully.
They're doing the same workouts as all the rest of my athletes. Matter of fact, you know, I coach some elite college athletes, they work out with them, so, and they do the same workout.
Coach Hart entered me in some local races over the summer, and when I first started, I think I was expecting more out of myself than I realized. You know, you're not supposed to be, you can't be number one just starting, even though I am, but that's not how it was supposed to work, you know.
And when you get out there and you're with those coaches out there, don't worry about it, just do what you're doing. Okay.
So when I compete with able bodies, I'm like, I'm just like you guys. I should be able to be just as fast, come out just as hard, and do everything just as good as them. And I didn't realize how good I was because all the meets we were going to, I was getting in like third, and I'm thinking I'm supposed to be winning. I think I'm supposed to get in first place. And I'm like, oh, I suck. I'm not getting first place. They were like, no, you're doing pretty good.
We don't really even talk about winning or losing. We just talk about executing. So I told her I do have one favorite color. So I have to tell her that, though. I do have one favorite color, so, you know. I think if she goes and executes, I think she has a great chance of winning. She just has that kind of mentality.
when I was competing in the beginning of the summer with the able bodies, I felt like I was trying to prove something, opposed to now competing against other amputees. It's more fun for me now. We're all going through the same struggles, and we're all here to do the same thing. You know, we just want to run. We all just want to see how fast we can go, you know, and I just want to run fast. So, you know, whatever time anybody else is running, I just want to know that I ran the best race that I could run, you know.
I think Olympics is a representation of God's given talent, like the talent you've been given and how far you can take it. When I look at Paralympics, it's still God-given talent, but it also shows the desire of the human will.
Which is why I think the Paralympics is such a beautiful thing, because it shows people that, you know, we don't have legs, we don't have arms, but we can still do everything, you know. I'm driven just to show the world, you know, it's just a beautiful thing.
Paralympians Femita Iyembeku and Jerome Singleton, along with their coach, Sherman Hart. Femita will be running in the women's 100-meter and 200-meter sprints. Jerome will be competing in the men's 100, the long jump, and the 4x100-meter relay next week. And best of luck to both of them. Our visit was produced by Radio Boston's Kathleen McNerney and Tim Skoge.